time to head across to the Bulletin, and this morning it is Graham Beasley. I like talking to Graham Beasley on a Friday because I like to hear what he's doing on a Saturday in terms of club rugby. And club rugby clashes, or does it, with the Hurricanes tomorrow? Perhaps not, but pretty close to it. So how are you going to plan tomorrow afternoon, Graham Beasley?
Yeah, well, it is pretty close. We're out at Hutt Rec tomorrow, so I will go and watch that. Possibly, I mean, if it's sort of game over with 10 minutes to go, I'll leave to get back home to watch the Hurricanes and then head back into town to watch the Phoenix. So it's a big day tomorrow.
It is a big day. So, and is it when you play at Lower Hutt, don't you have the big lunch?
I think so. I think we've got to slip in the lasagna at Kikachi's restaurant there in Petone on the way out. So it'll lighten the stomach quite well, I think.
And you are a good example of tomorrow as a Wellingtonian, because I wondered, you know, I did wonder whether people would do both. And you're going to make the effort to travel to do both. And I also wonder whether there was a possibility with the Phoenix playing around about 7 o'clock, whether there was a possibility for Phoenix and Wellington sports fans in particular, as part of the build-up there, they could show the Hurricanes game on the big screen. Would anyone have thought of that?
Yeah, I don't think they'd do that. There was also talk of playing the Central Coast Mariners game on the big screen, which is played at the same time as the Phoenix. But they're not going to do that, and I think that that's definitely the right choice. So, because, you know, you don't want to be watching two matches at once. I guess the only issue with having the Hurricanes game on the big screen is that the stadium doesn't open until about 5:30, I don't think. So that's not practical. But I'll probably go straight from the Hutt into town, watch the Hurricanes game somewhere at a pub, with Phoenix supporters, so that'll be a little bit strange, and then they head along to the ground after that.
Yeah, okay. Well, it sounds like you're pretty well sorted for the tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow
evening.
Yeah, it's going to
be a big day.
Yeah, well, I just wonder about the Phoenix. Are they sorted? Because they've flown the plate over, haven't they, just in case?
They have. And, if the Phoenix win and the Central Coast Mariners lose, they're going to present the plate. I think the second half of that equation is the tricky one. But, you know, it'll just be good to see the Phoenix again. I learned this morning that when they play at home, they have a YouTube video that they play before they go out onto the ground, of a punter saying at the start of the season that the Phoenix would easily finish last. And so they use that for motivation. So I think that's a pretty good call, and it is a reminder where they've come from. You know, people didn't have great expectations for them this season. And I think largely through their coach, they've really turned it around. And they've now got Zawada back. And, we're hopeful.
Yeah. We are hopeful. And I say we because I think the country should get in behind them too. Here's the other thing. Who would be better known? Clark Laidlaw or Chiefy, Giancarlo Italiano? If they both walked down the street together, how many people would recognise either of them in Wellington?
Well, Chiefy is quite distinctive looking. So people might recognise him, but I think it's right to join those two together, because they really have changed those sides around that they're coaching, and you just got to look at the way both sides are playing, and I think the coaches deserve a lot of credit for that.
Well, the Hurricanes overcame the heat of Suva. They didn't get Lautoka, but they got Suva, and they found a formula to do that. Used to be, in the days gone by, we're going to Canberra, was the exact opposite. You got frozen. Yeah. I'm not sure about the climate there at this time of the year, but it also used to be a hell of a challenge to beat the Brumbies. You confident tomorrow?
It's always a tricky one, that one. I'm pleased that it's a day game, Australian time. I think, you know, that'll mean it won't be quite as cold up there in Canberra. But Canberra is not a happy hunting ground for the Hurricanes. Even in the season that we won it, 2016, if in case people need to be reminded, we were absolutely trounced in the first match. It was something like 50 points to 20 or something like that in the first game. And Phil Kearns was going on about how the Hurricanes were too fat and they weren't fit and they're absolutely useless. And that was the year that we ended up winning the title. So, as I say, it's not a great hunting ground, but just the way they're travelling at the moment, to win in Suva so convincingly was a good effort. But I do think we're going to miss Almua, and that's a bit of a worry for the next couple of months.
Right, okay. So no SOS to Colsey?
Well, they tried that, but he's injured too. So
he's
playing in Japan. Yeah, he pulled a hamstring or something last weekend. I don't know how long he's out for, but that would have been interesting to see whether the Japanese club would have released him or not. What sort of terms and conditions would have come with that? Because it would have been great to call on someone like Colsey at a time like this, because you know our class is permanent, and he'd have really added something. So there is a slight lack of depth at hooker now, which is such a shame, because our Moore was having such a breakout season. Would have been a certainty for the All Blacks, and you know he's part of what's turning out to be a very good front row.
He is indeed. Right, let's look at perhaps an area of concern for Warriors fans, or what is Graham Beasley thinking?
Yeah, that was disappointing yesterday, wasn't it? You know, such a good start, 12-0 after 8 minutes, and it was just so frustrating. It was like watching them a couple of years ago, you know, giving up some soft tries, giving away silly penalties, and if you do that in a game of rugby league, you make it very tough. And, I mean, I still thought that they did enough that they maybe could have won it. Maybe they've got to mix up their attacking a bit more, go wide a bit earlier, because just that second half, even though the Warriors seemed to be dominating, it just all seemed so predictable and pretty easy for the Titans to defend against.
It does at the moment. So they'll be working on that probably as we speak. They'll be in the office having a cup of coffee and nutting over a few things.
Yep. And they're getting 3 days break, and I think that's really important, actually. And it is good that it's 10 days before the next match, so hopefully they can regroup from that.
Okay, right. Now, a side which is turning it on, and I'll be honest, and I don't think you would have believed it, after 4 games we'd be leading Pakistan 2-1. I mean, if you are, you're kidding me, to be honest.
Yeah.
But some interesting people doing the deed, because last night we saw your boy, Robinson, fire up for the first time. We saw a taste of Robinson. And what I liked about it was the Sears O'Rourke combination with the ball.
Yeah, and they were good in the last match too. Those two. So having them in tandem, I don't know that either of them will make the World Cup squad, you know, with the likes of Bolton and Henry and Ferguson, etc. But, you know, it really is the future of bowling for the Black Caps. And Tom Robinson is the future when it comes to batting. I mean, again, I don't think he'll make the World Cup, obviously, but in a couple of years' time in a T20 with him and Finn Allen opening together, that's going to be quite a prospect, really. And yeah, and good on them. I didn't pick it either, and especially when they bowled out for 90 in the second game there after the first one had been washed out. No, it's great to see.
Which is interesting for me, because what you're saying, when they name this World Cup side on Monday, they're going to go tried and true, and you know they may well go tried and true, but a lot of the tried and true have played absolutely nil cricket lately because they've been passengers in the IPL. Whereas these young fellows, they're hot. I mean, they're hot, they're playing well, and I'm not even 100% convinced that they'll be ignored, put it that way.
Yeah, it would be a big call to drop someone like Conway, for example. Mitchell is actually getting game time, isn't he? Santon is not. But, you know, those people are so integral to the side. And, of course, Williamson as well, and Phillips. You know, they are big names. I can't really see any of them getting dropped. The selection panel is typically pretty loyal. So I think they will stick with the tried and true. But it is good to see these guys getting a chance. And I like the way they've also used everyone in the squad now, too. So they're all getting different chances, and they're putting pressure on the incumbents, so that's good.
That's cool. Okay, Graham, well, we'll let you go because, man, I've never heard of any guy who's got a busier Saturday afternoon which doesn't involve babysitting or something of that nature. So congratulations on managing to arrange that. Enjoy the lasagna. Hope the club side does well. And more importantly for me, the Phoenix, eh? The Phoenix.
For me, that's a highlight of the weekend. I actually think they probably will win.
Yeah.
Oh, crowd. It'll be the biggest of the season. You would like to think you get 20,000 tomorrow, but I don't think it'll be that many. Probably around sort of 15, but they'll make a lot of noise.
Okay, 15. We'd take 15. They'll make a lot of noise and they'll be semi-naked, a lot of them too, if they get in front, so which is really cool. It's just 10:52 coming up here. Graham, have a terrific weekend. We'll talk again soon. Thank you.
And you. Cheers.